It's Tuesday, April 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Those are the sounds of the crowd storming the hospital in Liverpool, England, where little Alfie Evans is hanging on for dear life. The European High Court denied his parents' final appeal to move Alfie into Italy, where the little boy was granted permanent citizenship. However, England's state medical program has claimed ownership of the child, saying he will not be released to his own parents. At the press conference held yesterday, Alfie's dad, Tom James, said the court had sentenced his son to execution at the hands of the state. Join 175,000 Christians worldwide and sign a petition pleading for Alfie's life through a link in our transcript at theworldview.com. And Jesus said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Luke 20:25. Atheists are wanting churches to cough up an additional $1 billion in taxes, money that normally has been dedicated to pastors' housing allowances. The atheist organization, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, went after this tax exemption last year and secured a win in a federal court ruling from a certain Judge Barbara Crabb. Christian churches and ministries have appealed the ruling to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. The case of Andrew Brunson, the persecuted American pastor in Turkey, has been delayed for another 3 weeks. The Worldview will continue providing updates on this important persecution case of a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ on the field. Proverbs 6:18 says that their feet run to shed innocent blood. That describes what appears to be another terrorist act in Toronto, Canada yesterday, which resulted in at least 9 deaths and 16 injured, when a man in a Ryder truck mowed down dozens of people on the sidewalk, reports CTV News. England's Prince William and his wife Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, broke the 2.0 per child barrier when the Duchess gave birth to the couple's third child yesterday, a bouncing baby boy. Last year, England's birth rate hit a new 10-year low at approximately 1.8 children per woman. Of all of Queen Elizabeth's children and grandchildren, this is the only case in which a couple has had more than 2 children. Indeed, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Psalm 127. A meeting of evangelical leaders in America was held at Wheaton College last week. The agenda? The future of evangelicalism. CBN News reported that the meeting contained a great deal of Trump bashing. A few of the attendees who had voted for Donald Trump in the last election reportedly left the meeting after the first day. Sunday's episode of the CBS drama, The Good Fight, featured an actor who suggested the assassination of President Donald Trump. Contemporary Christian music band Mercy Me has received 3 nominations from the 2018 Billboard Music Awards for each of the Christian music genre categories: Top Christian Artist, Top Christian Song, and Top Christian Album. Mercy Me is featured in the blockbuster movie I Can Only Imagine, released last month. So far, I Can Only Imagine has taken in almost $80 million on a production budget of $7 million. The film has nudged out War Room for the 6th most popular Christian film of all time. A 20-year-old Colorado man is recovering from a shark bite he sustained at Poipu Beach in Hawaii last week. But that's not all. In the providence of God, Dylan McWilliams has also been bitten by a rattlesnake and a bear in just the last 4 years. The Grand Junction resident told Fox News that his parents are grateful he's still alive. The Burmese atrocities are stacking up against the Rohingya tribes. Entire villages have been emptied of men, all slaughtered at the hands of the Burmese government troops. And the United Nations estimates that over half of the women who survived have been raped. At least 100,000 people have been killed in what is now being considered one of the first genocides of the 21st century. Nicolie Ambrose, the spokesperson for the Interfaith Coalition to Stop Genocide in Burma, told Fox News, quote, "As a Christian, I am called to bear witness to these atrocities, and I am obligated to help these voiceless victims of genocide be heard." End quote. A study issued by the Stanford Graduate School of Education found that students who are committed to a church and a faith do consistently better in school than those who do not, across all income levels, interestingly. Compared to atheists and those who would avoid attending church, the committed churchgoers, of which evangelicals make up the largest percentage, maintained a much higher GPA, a GPA of 3.21 versus 2.92. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.